السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That was Sheikh Faisal bin Jameel Ghazawi, Hafidhullah, rendering the khutbah from Haram Sharif in Makkah. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 14th of Zulqa'dah 1442, corresponding to 25th of June 2021. He prays Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations, blessings upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, declared the faith and said that each one of us must inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa and true piety. Walibasu taqwa dhalika khair, the garment of taqwa externally, internally, that is the best. His father's name is Jameel, so today he spoke about beauty. He says beauty is one of the names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah Jameelun Yuhibbul Jamal. Verily Almighty Allah is very, very beautiful and loves beauty. When we look at the creation, we are so impressed with the beauty. We look at the gardens, we look at the cosmos, we look at people and so forth, our children. So how beautiful, impressive it looks. But imagine that the Creator, beyond our perception and comprehension, if that is the beauty of creation, then what about the Creator? Hence, each one of us has to beautify ourselves externally and internally. Externally, clip our nails, remove the unwanted hair, take a bath, wear nice clean clothing, and it is the day of Jumu'ah, so we should apply itar and so forth. Then internally also, we have to cleanse ourselves, remove the malice, rancor, hatred, jealousy, pride, arrogance, and remember that we must not be imitating the non-Muslims in our attire, in our dressing. They are the enemies of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So how can we imitate and mimic them? Similarly, you, my mothers and sisters, you must dress very, very modestly and not be exposing your faces and your beauty and all that. As we see today, it is so rife and rampant. So the beauty must be covered and not be exposed. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna fil jasadi la mudgha, in the body there is a piece of flesh. Idha swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu, wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is good and it is pure, then the whole body will be pure. When that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded and rusted, the whole body will become corrupted and corroded. Allah wa yal qalb, it is the heart. So we need to ensure our hearts are also cleansed with the zikrullah, tilawat of Quran, crying, begging Almighty Allah, our tongue, our eyes, every limb of ours, we must try and purify and cleanse it as well. Study salat. What is salat? Namaz. As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the connection between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. It brings the real beauty. It brings nur, radiance, effulgence on the face of that person. Remove the sins. And when we perform salat with devotion, concentration, inna salata tan'a anil fahshai wal munkar, it removes the vices and the evil. The society are protected and we live in peace and harmony. Remember, fasting is jamal. Wow, that we learn how to suppress our desires. Hajj is jamal. We come to know that life is so short. We already in the state of consecration, in the state of ihram. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, I'm ready, Ya Allah. Ready for this world, ready for you, Ya Allah, to meet you, ready for my death as well and prepared for death. Hence in Islam, everything is so beautiful. So remember that we are taught everything that is beautiful and good, whether it is humility, generosity, goodness to parents and society, goodness to our guests and honor them, and goodness and kindness to animals. So remember, sins and vices only bring darkness. Therefore, we must repent immediately. Look at the beauty of Islam. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Verily Allah has prescribed you do goodness to everything. Even when you sacrifice and slaughter, there must be no stunning, there must be no torturing of the animals. It must be done in a humane and beautiful manner. Study Islam, sabran jameela. When you exercise patience, it must be jameel. That is, we don't complain to humanity. We cut off ties with people because of their haram activities. So hajran jameela. It don't mean we keep on causing them harm and so forth. So much so, husband, wife, Allah forbid, talaq takes place. Fasarrihuhunna sarahan jameela. So that ex-wife of yours, so release her in a beautiful manner. Give her gifts and presents, not causing her harm. And remember, safhan jameela. When you overlook the faults of people, then also it will be done in a beautiful manner. So Islam is there to teach us to fulfill our duty with beauty. In the second khutbah, after praising Almighty Allah, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Iman is beauty. And remember, we will find that beauty everywhere. When we love people only for the sake and pleasure of Almighty Allah, we will then taste and relish and cherish halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. Iman also has a taste. But today we see we are so jealous of one another. We envious, we have transgression. And remember, some people with Muslim names, but they hate Islam and Muslim. And then they undermine the beauty of Islam and so forth. Our success is following Quran Sharif. Follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's noble example. Follow the beloved Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our duty that we must present Islam to one and all, especially the non-Muslims, so that they don't get the wrong end of the miswak and the stick. And that is, they must not think that Islam is something that is difficult. It is easy and beautiful to practice on. And thereafter he read salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and made dua. That was the synopsis of today's khutbah. We must thank our directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him and his family complete shifa. Almighty Allah grant Hafiz Shabir Basha and the Ansar team reward in this world and hereafter. And our brother Faisal Asmal of Sirius FM, Allah reward them. Our Bhutti Ghani, our Haji Muhammad Khan, our Muhammad Mohan Ahmed Dokrat, make dua for his beloved father. Allah give complete shifa. And remember that the day brothers Salahuddin and so many others who keep on helping us, all may Allah reward them in this world and in the year after. Similarly, O Muslim, today is Jumu'ah, make special dua for Palestine, for Syria, for Afghanistan, Yemen, and our own beloved country. Almighty Allah brings about law, order, safety, and security. And we must also remember to make dua that Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid, and make dua that all our masajid remain open at all times, all places. We should never be the one to close our masajid, Allah forbid. We turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala now for dua. And remember, after the dua, I'll be going to the Rainbow Masjid here in Lanesia. And inshallah, thereafter, then you will listen to Hafiz Yusuf Kala. And this is the programs thereafter, 12:30 to 1. The dangers of a hardened heart. Maulana Muhammad, 1 to 130 dua from the Haramain, 130 to 2 Surah Anfal, verses 34-35, 2 to 230 Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 230 to 3 Maulana Zahid Khan Madrasa on A, 3 to 330 repeat of the Q&A, 3:35 to 5, Maulana Sheikh Zahir Mahmood of UK, The Life of Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah, 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this khutbah and dua, 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, Maulana Yunus Patel, 8 to 10, our brother, that will be Shafat Ahmad Khan with the lawyers. And remember, tonight, 10 to 12 will be the repeat of the Q&A that you hear on Monday night. Let us turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and make dua now, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں خطا کار ہیں سیاہ کار ہیں ہم اقرار کرتے ہیں اعتراف کرتے ہیں یا الله ارحم الراحمین غفار غفور ارحم الراحمین یا اللہ محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا ستار الذنوب یا ستار العیوب یا اللہ دنیا میں بھی آخرت میں بھی قیامت کے روز بھی اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ ہم کو ذلیل اور خوار مت کرنا یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ آپ تو غفار ہے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو لغزشوں کو سب کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفاء کامل عطا فرما یا شافی الامراض انت شافی لا شفاء الا شفاءک شفاء لا یقادر سقما یا اللہ لوگ اتنے پریشان ہیں یا اللہ ان کے خاندان والوں پریشان ہیں یا اللہ سب کو صحت عافیت سے نوازے یا اللہ ہم کو بھی صحت عافیت سے نوازے امت مسلمہ کو بھی صحت عافیت سے نوازے اللہم انا نعوذ بک من سیء الاسقام یا اللہ سیء الاسقام برے برے بر امراض سے بچا دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے حال پر امت کے حال پر رحم فرما اللہم اغفر لی امت سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم اشفی امت سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم انصر امت سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم اهدی امت سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم تجاوز عن امت سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما یا اللہ آخری کلام کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ یا اللہ محض اپنے فضل سے عطا فرما یا اللہ جو انتقال کر گئے ایمان اسلام کے ساتھ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے ان کے پسماندگان خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما اللہم اغفر لهم ورحمهم وسکنهم فی الجنہ اللہم ارزقهم جنت الفردوس اللہم انقلهم من ضیق اللحود الی جناتک جنات الخلود فی صدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود یا غفور یا ودود یا اللہ forgive all our sins یا اللہ we admit we confess there are no mitigating circumstances we are guilty as charged یا اللہ we are ashamed یا اللہ bring love between husband and wife parents and children siblings and the ummah یا اللہ those ummah is torn to pieces یا اللہ you unite our hearts یا اللہ give our mujahideen victory in Afghanistan in Palestine in Syria in Yemen and all parts of the world یا اللہ let the ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah flag fly high let their flag fly very high everywhere in the world یا اللہ you protect our madaris our masajid the tabligh jama'at our khankas یا اللہ protect everyone who is doing the work of your deen یا اللہ grant us ikhlas sincerity grant us istiqamah steadfastness grant us qabool qabooliyat and acceptance in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, apna mehman bana dijiye. Ya Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka mehman bana dijiye. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah and Hajj. Take us to Diyar Mustafa, Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, remove all the pandemic. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles. Ya Allah, Allah marfa anna al-waba wal-bala bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, those who are ill, you grant them shifa. Ya Allah, protect us from all the dreaded diseases. Ya Allah, young and old, male, female, give everyone shifa kamil. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are non-Muslims, show them the beauty of Islam. Give them tawfiq to embrace Islam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from our enemies. Ya Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Warina manasikana wa tubalina innaka anta tawwabu rahim. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana taqabbal dua. Rabbana gfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya fattah ya fattah. Allahumma aftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin amin. Inshallah, I'm leaving now for the Rainbow Masjid. You listen to Hafiz Kala, 12:30 the lecture inshallah, and thereafter inshallah the program will continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.